Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thanks to Magic Mind for supporting the podcast. Magic Mind is the world's first productivity drink that helps you fight off stress and keeps you dialed in, not wired. Go to magicmind.co/TMS and use the code TMS at checkout for 20% off. Coming up on TMS, pull her boobs out of the soup.
Have you ever seen paper underwear?
Even for the 80s, that's a really huge bush.
Live, die, rinse, repeat.
I don't like naked sushi.
He's not overweight. He's under tall.
Banana robot. I don't see the appeal.
Grand Admiral Charlize Theron.
The more jewelry you wear, the more naked you are.
Yeah. New colon smell.
Warmly rejected by Playboy.
Banana success rate.
Carte blanche to fart like the wind.
Everywhere in Colorado is the high country.
70 cards get you a movie.
Your emails and calls and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Do you ever worry that they're playing too much Nintendo?
Oh, not anymore. See, Matt has Bible adventures. They're actually learning Bible stories while they're playing Nintendo.
ABC, ABC, LMNN, Cross the VW, XYZ.
This is The Morning Stream, doing it for Kowalski.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for April 12th, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
You know what? I'm all right. You know, last night was a little bit of a trip. Get it? Get it? A little
bit. Let's see what you did there. Yeah.
A little bit of one. And, you know, I as a result, I didn't sleep very well. I kept thinking about it and dreaming about it and didn't like it. So, I'm here now.
You know, is ANTP turning into the Oscars? I mean, I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know, man. It's kind of a cursed season. But, you know, listen, I think that'll just get people who haven't heard it excited to consume the whole damn thing, I suppose.
It's not what I want. It's not the reason I do the show, but all right.
No,
whatever.
It's a good point, right? It's all supposed to be smiles and happy times, but sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes. Whew.
Anyway,
we're back though, and we got lots going on. We hope you are all well. I'm going to have a productive day. Damn it, that's how it's going to work.
Good.
I'm making.
Yeah, I'm getting on the bike today. Hell or high water. I'm putting on my long clothing. Because it's going to be a high of like 55 today. So,
do you guys not get all that snow that came through?
We didn't get any snow. We were supposed to get rain and possibly snow in the high country today.
Yeah.
You know, the mountains.
I woke up to 8 inches of snow everywhere. It's all over the place here. Yeah. It's bad. Like, as bad as any April storm we've ever had in April that I can remember. And it was like snowing all night long. And now it'll all melt and get warm again. But it's freaking crazy. I saw that and went, well, I guess Brian won't be riding tomorrow, but it sounds like you guys didn't get it. So that's good.
Yeah, no, it's dry and relatively clear. I don't know when the rain's supposed to start, but hopefully I can get out. And if not, I've got the indoor bike and I've got, you know, all the weird people on the overly happy people on Apple Fitness Plus to get me through.
Those people are stoked, man.
They are. There is.
I'll have what they're having.
It's like.
Have you ever seen anybody so excited about anything? I don't know if like their vegan lifestyle has just got them rocking or if they're just like, I don't know if I could be around them. You know what I mean? Like
in
real life.
I'm curious about what they're like in real life. Does anybody know, like, are you friends with not a personal trainer, but like a spin instructor?
Spin. Like a bike.
And how are they after they, when the music's off, when they're off the bike?
Yeah. What are, where do they turn into just... Are they monsters when they're done? Yeah,
right.
Because
right.
I've known a few people in, let's call it broadcasting, who are not the same off air. Does that make sense?
Sure.
We all probably know somebody like this, but
there's
everyone always asks, you know, they ask him, what's Scott like? It's the same. I'm the same. What's Brian like? He's the same.
Yeah.
We're really not that different, but there are people in our sphere who I know personally who are very different off air. And so I wonder if some of those people are like, all right, push it to the end. Okay. We've had the best day ever. You got me. And then they go home and just like beat their dog or something. I don't know.
That's right. Focus on the top of that hill. We're almost there. Just push. We got this. Yeah. All right. Let's list some more Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. And then they go home and go, I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. Hey, I got an email I want to bring up early here.
Okay. All right.
People are always calling me out on stuff. May as well spread the word here. Craig says this. Scott, please say Charlize Theron's name correctly. It's Theron, not Theron or Theron. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't tell if he means their own, right? Because that's how he typed it. Their own.
Their own. Or if he means Theron. Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Hard to say. Because he's put in these like, what do you call this? Phonetic spellings of the words. And he says, it's driving me crazy every time you say it, says Craig. All right, Craig, you think it's Theron? Guess what I found? Listen to this. All right, buddy, hold on. Where is it? I lost it. Okay, hold on. There it is. All right, here is Charlize herself saying it as recently as just a few days ago. All right, so here it is.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron.
Theron.
Oh, what?
She says Theron.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron.
Okay, either she gave up and said, whatever, I'll just do it like the way everyone says it, and that's just going to be my name, or that's how you say it. Either way, it's her saying it. I take Theron. Her over Craig here.
Yeah, sorry, Craig.
Sorry, Craig. When's the last time an
the
email made
from
you?
Thee, and I mean this only in the only because it's a famous phrase, but we got it right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, we did. But that'll, you know, listen.
Beautiful, beautiful horse.
If you didn't, she's a lovely horse. But if you didn't think that I wouldn't do my research and find it, you're wrong. Listen, when you send these emails in, I pay attention, man. And if he was right, I would, you know what, I would have admitted it. It would have been fine.
Yeah. Let's just start calling her Thrawn.
Thrawn. Oh, I like
Charlize
Thrawn.
Yeah. Thrawn.
Grand Admiral Thrawn. I love it.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. She's blue skin. She is leader of the Empire for... Yeah. One book, two books.
Yep. Something like that. And everybody wants him back now. And I guess, he's canon again in the cartoon, right?
He is canon again, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think they had him in Clone Wars, if I remember correctly.
Clone Wars and Rebels, I think. He was in Rebels?
Right.
Rebels was good. Right. Maybe it was just Rebels. I don't remember. Maybe. Anyway, Craig, I hope you're not too upset about this revelation, but it's her herself saying it. So there you have it. While I'm at the kind of audio mind here, I heard a thing from David Lynch I wanted to share.
Oh, okay. Is he going to tell us not to watch his movies on our phones anymore?
It's ridiculous. You can't watch. I can't do his voice. I don't know how to do his voice. Exactly. But anyway, he's a well established, longtime filmmaker, highly respected, very unusual in many ways. You know, it's David Lynch. Everybody knows what's up with that guy.
Sure. Yeah.
So he basically laid out what he says you have to do if you're going to write a movie. So Brian, if you and I were going to make a movie, I now have the template. Okay.
Oh gosh, excellent. I'm excited about this.
All right, here's what he says, and we can all decide if we think this is bullcrap or we should take it to heart. So here you go.
You get yourself a pack of 3x5 cards. You write a scene on each card. And when you have 70 scenes, you have a feature film. On each card, you write the heading of the scene. And then the next card, the second scene, the third scene, fourth scene. So you have 70 cards, each with the name of the scene. Then you flesh out each of the cards and walk away. You got a script.
Okay.
God, he makes it sound so damn easy. Oh my God.
I don't. He doesn't elaborate on why 70, like why that's the number.
But that is like the target, right? They say, you know, shoot for a screenplay that is 100 and something pages long, or there's you know, there's a, I want to say it was even in Cherry, Brand New Cherry Flavor. Wasn't somebody talking about a screenplay?
Oh, yeah. Eric Lang's character, I think, said something.
That jackass. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I hated him in that so much.
Hated him in that.
Well, you were supposed to. You were supposed to.
Yeah. It was. I really like him as an actor. And so he did an incredible job because I freaking hated his character so freaking much.
90 to 120 pages is a typical screenplay.
Okay. Interesting.
So.
So that's it's the fleshing out part that's hard, though, right? Like, it's easy to say, write them on the cards.
The easy part is going to Office Depot and buying a pack of index cards. If we put all steps in order of difficulty.
Yeah. So if we ever get around to doing a screenplay for anything, I guess now we have a basic structure to work with. I don't know.
Thank you, David Lynch.
Yeah, thanks, David Lynch. You're a real pal. We appreciate your efforts.
And then you've got... Kyle MacLachlan and Laura Dern
everything.
On speed dial, and you say, I've got a movie, and they say, oh, we'll be in it.
That's right. He have all your regular actors you always use at the ready, unless you're
trying to remember his Twin Peaks, like his hard of hearing. He was Agent Cooper's boss, and he would always yell. And it was like he couldn't hear anything that anybody else was saying. Agent Cooper, I need you to go down to the town of Twin Peaks and investigate a murder.
See, that was probably on a card somewhere, you know?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, Dean Stockwell? Is that who that was?
Who's Dean? I mean, Dean Stockwell was on his frequent list, but Dean Stockwell is no longer with us.
Is he not the boss, though, that you're talking about?
No. David Lynch played the boss, Agent Cooper's
I didn't
boss.
Know he played the boss. Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah,
okay.
The boss.
That's interesting. I'm a very uninformed Twin Peaks person. I've seen two episodes. So I don't have this
this
connection to that series that most of my friends do. Yeah. Bums me out.
That that Showtime sequel basically. There was this one episode, and anybody who saw the Showtime sequel thing knows that one episode. Holy crap. Yeah, continuation.
Really? Okay. I believe it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, J.C. Calhoun, I know there's other audio of her saying her name different. I'm saying 3 days ago, Charlize Theron said her name out loud, and I'm going with it. I'm going with it. Don't dig up the past. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, we go with a rip from the 3 days ago's headlines. Yeah. However she pronounced it 3 days ago is how we pronounce it.
We have an update about Vegas. Brian, you should share it with people.
Yeah. All right. So, a few things. Number one, talk to the folks over at Player One Bar Arcade. They are happy to have us. That is where we're going to be having our Tuesday night meetup get together. Instead of the Pinball Hall of Fame and HyperX. HyperX didn't want to do anything for us. Jerks.
Yeah, jerks.
Because the woman we worked with before, who was great, is no longer there. And even the owner of Pinball Hall of Fame, as nice as a guy he is, boy, he communicates weirdly over email. Lots of all caps where you wouldn't think all caps belong.
Yeah.
But
he's like your mom or your dad. You know, it's like your boomer parents or grandparents running a pinball machine place. It's weird.
Exactly. Yeah. However, the benefit of Player One Bar Arcade over Pinball Hall of Fame is that they have food there. They have dinner, and they, you know, from the looks of it, they have really good food there. Mm. So we don't need to like split up, you know, let's do this thing. Now we're going to go, everybody go off, do your own thing, get dinner, and come back to this other thing. No way. We can all stay together. We can take over the Player One Arcade Bar, and it's $5 to get in. I try to arrange some sort of deal saying, hey, if we're bringing like 50 to 60 people, could you waive that cost for them since, you know, we're going to be eating a lot of food, drinking a lot of booze, et cetera.
Yeah. What'd they say?
No, we don't have any group. Sorry, we don't have any group deals. Sorry.
That's a shame.
Whatever. Yeah. So anyway, $5 and you get to play everything they have there, I think. I think most everything is on free play.
Nice.
I don't know what wouldn't be.
Yeah, they should all be, right? Unless there's some specialized machine or something, but they should all be free.
Yeah, but man, have they got an incredible lineup of games there. We're going to be doing the tournament there. The tournament's going to be made up of Battlezone, Joust, Asteroids Deluxe, and Wizard of Oz Pinball. Oh. We're working on how that tournament will work, but I think we figured it out. I think we figured out the best way to do it. But I mean, they've got everything. They've got, you know what game I saw on their list that I haven't played since probably like 1987 is Tutankhamun.
Oh, I remember that game. Yeah. That was a great game.
I guess it's just called Tutankhamun.
Yeah.
But they've got Tron and Zaxxon and Super Pac-Man and Tempest and Street Fighter and Stargate and Space Ace. And we talked about Rolling Thunder the other day. They've got that.
Nice. Nice.
Qbert.
Qbert's all good. He likes to swear when he gets a hit. He's a swear.
Yep. Millipede, Marvel versus Capcom. I mean, they've got everything.
That sounds great.
So
that sounds great. I guess we should decide this. Maybe we've already decided this. Can hosts play? Are we able to?
Yeah, we're in. We're in this thing. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I mean, people really want to line up for the chance to take us down. They want to be... They want to be the person who takes you down on Joust or takes me down. Fortunately, we're not playing Tempest or else I'd smoke all of you.
Yeah, is there even multiplayer in Tempest? I should know that.
There is. It's not all simultaneous multiplayer. But
you take turns, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you take turns. But problem is that the way I play, I take a long time on Tempest and the tournament basically would be over by the time I finish my game.
Yeah, if you're a one quarter never die kind of character or player of a game like Tempest, then you may as well not have that in the competition. But if some of you guys feel like you got what it takes to topple me in Joust, I'm ready for the challenge.
Bring it on. The Wednesday afternoon thing, we've got the ballroom from 12 to 4, which is an extra hour more than we had last time, which is great.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a sign-up form on the site probably later today. If you want to bring a game, let us know what you're bringing so that nobody else brings the same game. If you have a tabletop game, board game that you love, bring it. I'm going to put up a list of the ones that I'm planning on bringing, but it's going to be stuff like Codenames, King of Tokyo, Exploding Kittens. I've got a couple Marvel games I'll play or bring. Marvel style board.
I'll make
games.
A list of what I was bringing as well. I'm not sure what they are in there, but Kim and I were putting a few things together, so I'll make sure you have that before we go.
Exactly. So yeah, we'll put that up on the list, and that way you can look there and say, "Oh, cool! They're already bringing a copy of Cards Against Humanity. I don't need to bring mine," or whatever. So
right. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
An extra
I know
hour.
About Twister. Boy, this I guess, you know, we fully dive into post pandemic times if we start playing Tadpool Twister.
Oh hell no. You know what? You'd have to be a certain kind of drunk to play Twister with me, I'll tell you that. I don't know what that means.
Speaking of which, there will be a bartender like we had last time. There will be a bartender in the ballroom. Here, I'll be completely transparent. So we've got a $500 deposit on this ballroom.
Yeah.
Every time you buy a drink, that deposit gets taken, like a little bit of that deposit goes away. So if you buy a $10 drink, all of a sudden that's $10 less than the $500 deposit. So if everybody in there goes and, y'all get a drink, they'll have beer, they'll have wine, cocktails, soft drinks, etc.
Yeah, they'll have Coke and stuff for all you fellow non-drinkers. Don't worry. They got drinks. Yeah.
So get a drink. Help us, you know, basically let's eradicate the $500 deposit with our own beverage consumption.
Yes.
Even if it's not alcoholic beverage consumption. Listen, I know.
Yeah.
Noon.
Yeah,
is
noon.
Early for some of you people to start drinking. Not me, but not, some of you.
Not Brian. He knows. He knows the way. It's yes. So it should be. And listen, Zoe says I'm 99% not a non-drinker. That's funny. I don't. What's the 1%, Zoe? You just lose it once a year.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Is this a Bruce Willis? What's her face? Blind date movie situation. Blake Edwards.
Who's the girl? Wait a minute.
It was the woman married to Alec Baldwin. Why can't I remember her name?
Blonde, right?
Yes. Oh my God! I can't.
She was at 9.5 weeks. Kim Basinger. Yes.
Kim Basinger, thank you. You got it before Darth Swifty said it.
Oh, he said it? I beat you, Darth Swifty.
You said it right before he said it.
All right.
Who asked a minute ago, if you buy Free Rangers, if we buy over 500 drinks, they don't give us money. I asked.
Yeah. Yeah. That magic only goes one way. Sorry.
I tried. I said, "Oh, what if we do 600? Do you then pay us?"
Yeah. Even there, the house wins. That's how it works. Right. Well, anyway, exactly. That's great. Good update. Check out the Discord, everybody. All the info's in there. If you're coming, you probably already know about it. If you don't, then go check it out. You can get into our Discord for free. Just go to the contact page on frogpants.com or the TMS page. It doesn't matter where you go. It will take you to the Discord. You're in. You don't have to have any passwords or any of that. We just let you in because we trust you. So hop in there and check it out. Okay.
Oh, all right. Sounds good.
It's time for some of this.
You talk, Nick.
Nope, wrong one.
In the News is sponsored by... You'll find quality in our corner.
It's time for the news, and it's brought to you by...
Who stays up late to watch this show almost every single day? Zoe Brings Bacon, that's who. Big shout out to Zoe. May all the bacon be hers.
There you go. Just a little shout out to Zoe today. A little something for Jeannie yesterday, even though she left while we did it.
I know. At least this time, the person of honor was actually in the chat room at the time, so that's good.
Yeah, that's the problem with surprising people. Sometimes they surprise you. Hey, Brian, you know, we've been talking about the Burger King. I got a story about him. You ready for this? Oh, no, we did this yesterday.
I was going to say, is this different? Is this new information? Because it looks like the same information.
No, this is exactly the same. I forgot. We talked about that yesterday. So I will ignore that and jump straight to this one, which is related in some ways. The headline is, obese diners to be banned from entering naked restaurant because it will be miserable for the other guests.
Oof.
Yeah, yeah.
Already just the word naked restaurant. It feels like miserable. Like that's the part that makes.
Yeah, you had me at my misery. Can't happen when you said naked restaurant. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obese diners will be asked to leave a naked restaurant because it could be miserable. Is the words that the restaurant is using. The Amrita restaurant, which is set to open in Tokyo, has said that anyone 15 kilograms above the average weight for their height will not be allowed in there to dine. So if you're really tall, but you know.
So I need to show up on stilts, is what you're saying.
You got to stack people on top of each other and you'll be all good. This opens on July 29th. They're going to ask guests to check in their clothes and put on paper underwear when they arrive. What is going on with that idea? That's a horrible
idea. I know. I mean... paper underwear. Why not just let them wear their regular underwear? I guess because you don't know...
I'm picturing like that butcher stuff the doctor puts on the little thing you sit on.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing too. Exactly.
Yeah, you're going to get paper cuts with that stuff.
Paper underwear.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah, oh, this sounds... God, this sounds great.
I know, hey, pack your bags.
Eat a meal with paper cuts on my nether regions? Sign me up.
Yeah, Brian, pack your bags. Get back to Japan immediately. This is opening. You got to be there.
Yeah.
Anyone who thought to be above the average weight for their height will be weighed and ejected if they're deemed overweight. Those who are asked to leave will not be refunded, they said.
Oh, wow.
Man, this is kind of hardcore. I don't know how it's legal. Whatever. Miki Komatsu, spokeswoman for Amrita, told AFP, quote, if fat people are allowed in, it could be miserable for some guests. Jeez. guests can see the guidelines very clearly on our homepage. We're aiming for a sort of Roman aesthetic, like the beautiful paintings you see in museums, unquote.
Yeah. They're clearly visualizing that their clientele is going to be something that it absolutely will not be.
No.
I've been on nude beaches in Miami and on Bondi in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bondi is kind of the exception. I'd say 60% of the people walking around without clothing on Bondi Beach are people you say, oh, they look really good without clothing.
Yeah.
However, Miami, it's probably like 90%. No, you really probably should put something on.
Yeah.
You don't want any of that getting burnt because it'll be even worse.
Yeah. I just picture, why is it? I've been thinking about the birdcage lately. I just picture a bunch of Nathan Lanes naked on that beach. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's in my head, though.
Yeah. I'm looking. Yeah. I mean, boy, you look at the photo. So there's a photo online of this place.
Yeah. Oh, they've got a picture of it? That's crazy. Let's see.
Yeah. I'll put in our Discord. How's that? Copy image.
Yeah, do that. Let's see what you got here. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah.
We'll get that mother brain image out of there. There we go. Well, I'm not going.
Yeah, do you want to sit by
No.
by that guy? I don't know where this came from, if this is another restaurant somewhere else.
This might be the London one that just opened.
Maybe, because none of those people look Japanese to me.
No. Not, you know, it could be tourists, but I think it's probably the London. But still, you're looking at a similar setup. Here, Chad, you guys can see this. There's nothing dirty about it. I'm not into it. Also, why is it that a watch or a bracelet makes you seem more naked? I was saying this the other day. When you wear only shoes, you are more naked than you were without the shoes.
But like black socks. All naked except for black socks. It makes you look more naked than if you took the socks off.
Now, a couple years ago, you and I and others in Vegas for TMS Vegas 2019, we went there what was it called?
A pitch black restaurant.
Pitch black, dark eating or whatever they called it. I forgot what they called it.
Vin Diesel served us food with his...
with his freaking Sam Fisher
goggles.
Night vision, yeah. So that was a really weird experience. I ended up really liking it, but I understand. It may seem strange, but I understand the allure of it, right? It's in the dark. Totally. It's a very new experience. You've only got your taste buds and your ears, and that's it.
You get rid of one whole sense, and then your other ones potentially get heightened as you taste food, etc.
Yeah, and I can still see why somebody would say, oh, well, that's still weird. I'd say, no, it is weird, but it was an interesting experience. On this one, I don't know what you're actually getting out of this. Like, you're just, I'm eating naked. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Look, I'm eating chicken wings and there's boobs over there. Wow.
I mean, that must be it. What else is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because for me, it would be, that guy's got a nice watch.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just the whole idea is really not my jam. Well,
and
anyway.
The weed wouldn't be out because you're wearing paper underwear. I think the most uncomfortable kind of underwear.
Yeah, there you go. They also, by the way, I forgot to mention this. People with tattoos are also banned from this restaurant. We talked about the tattoo thing in Asia a bit ago. Yeah. And the diners are asked to, quote, not cause a nuisance by touching or talking to other guests. Yeah, don't be a nuisance to these naked human beings.
Please don't touch the other guests. Why do we have to have that rule in a restaurant? What have we come to as a society?
Yeah, what is it about this restaurant where we need to warn them not to touch each other?
I was just trying to pull her boobs out of the soup.
Yeah, that's all. I was trying to help, not hint, not hurt. It's lame. And can you even serve like hot food? Like what if you had like a I don't know. Just got some miso soup go down the wrong trip there and you burn your testes. That would suck. That'd be bad. Bullet boobs out of the soup. That is a weird visual.
It is. It's, you know, you remember those old, it's the old Playboy cartoons, like the old Playboy drawings is all I visualize with that sort of thing.
Oh, her boobs. The old lady. Soup.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, I submitted a cartoon in high school to Playboy magazine to see.
Did you really?
Yeah. So here's how it went. I basically thought, you got to understand, this is like 1989, 90, close to 90. And if you had comics in newspapers or magazines or anywhere, it was because you submitted a million of them and you hoped maybe one might take it and they'll pay you $15 for it or whatever. Like that's the kind of the mode I was in because I was going to be a cartoonist, damn it. I was going to make it happen. So I sent one to Psychology Today. I sent one to Discovery. I sent one to People.
Omni?
Omni. Omni I didn't do. Although I think Omni was around then, right?
Probably was.
But I sent it to all these different ones and I decided somebody had said, hey, Playboy pays the most money per comic. You should send one to Playboy. And so I did. And I don't know where this is. I kept it. But I got a rejection letter from everybody. Everyone rejects everybody. But I got this rejection letter from Playboy that basically said, we are sorry to inform you. We're unable to use your comic at this time. Feel free to submit more in the future. Something, something, something. And then at the very bottom it says,
even for the 80s, that's a really huge bush.
Yeah. Pull back a little next time. And he says, and then the bottom it says, your interest in Playboy is warmly appreciated.
Oh.
Yeah. yeah. And I was like,
did you wash your hands after?
Like, put that one somewhere. That
letter. Yeah.
I kept it, but I don't know where it is. It's in the bottom of some box somewhere. I should.
Okay.
Take a picture.
First question, because this brings up so many. First question: did you send the same cartoon to multiple, like to Psychology Today, Playboy? Like, was it the same one that went everywhere?
It was a whole set, so I had like 10 of these one-offs, like single frame one-offs. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm honest about it, as much as I thought I was pretty good toward the end of high school, I was pretty bad. Like, they weren't good jokes. The art wasn't great. Like, I was a kid.
Sure.
So I had this higher idea of what I was doing. So I sent like a set of 10 to everybody, and it was kind of just like a mix of humor. And
the punchline was basically a fart.
Yeah, right? There was no, probably, but there was no Playboy specific. There was no like, ooh, sex content for this comic. Okay, it wasn't like that, which is, I'm sure, why they probably didn't do it. But also they were known for publishing just normal, goofy cartoons.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was mainly going to them for the money because they were apparently the ones that paid out the most. But
sure,
I ended up getting one in... maybe it was Psychology Today. It was one of those magazines, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Gave me $50.
Hey, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was something for the time. But yeah, that was a long time ago.
Fred and Ken XXX.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the one panel joke is Fred goes to the hospital to have Ken removed.
Yep, because Ken removed from a very, very special place. Here's a story. This is a Vegas story, sort of. Not really, but close. It's a gambling story is what I'm trying to say. A rude person bumped into her, this lady. She got bumped into a lottery machine in California and came out of that deal with a $10 million ticket. Totally by accident, Brian. All this money, we're like, hey, how do we get some money? And we need everyone to, you know, pay off the $500 thing at the deal. Why couldn't we bump into a $10 million freaking
ticket? Yeah, no kidding.
Ticket?
So the way these things work is you put your money in, and then they've got like a bunch of little buttons that you press depending on which ticket you want.
Yeah.
And so she's claiming...
She claims she got bumped and she pushed it wrong. Or she pushed the random
a different button than maybe she would have gone for.
That is exactly what she's claiming.
Yeah, I saw this with Nicolas Cage and Bridget Fonda in 1992.
What was that called? What was that?
Oh, it was the stupidest. Like, they took what was going to be a great name, which was Cop Gives Waitress $1 Million Tip, and they changed it to It Could Happen to You.
Oh, that's right. I remember that story now. That's not as good as that original title.
No, original title is way far better. Just ask the people behind Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah.
There's no better title for that movie than Snakes on a Plane.
I agree. Well, it's the one that's the Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt one I like so much.
Live, Die, Repeat is what they should have called it.
That's the
book,
was
called,
right?
Edge of Tomorrow,
yeah,
which
Edge
sounds
of Tomorrow?
Like a soap opera.
Gosh, dang it. What a dumb idea. But that is such a cool movie and such a great source of material. The book is...
annoys me. Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Or is it Edge of Tomorrow? Something
like that.
Or was that? It was Edge of Tomorrow really a soap opera, and I'm confusing it.
Edge of Tomorrow.
That's how bad a title it is that I'm not 100% sure that the title of the movie...
Yeah, that's how you know it's worse.
Oh, that's right. Edge of Tomorrow was the movie. Edge of Night was the soap opera.
Oh, okay. So it is Edge of Tomorrow, though.
It is Edge of Tomorrow. Jeez Louise.
14 was that movie. That was a lot. That was a while ago.
The late, great Bill Paxton.
I know. He was great in that.
He was great in
that. What a trippy, trippy role.
I want to watch that again. Is it streaming anywhere? I want to watch it right now.
Yeah, that's why. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you
tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
Here's your
song. Did we already do it for FilmSec?
No, but we should. Even though it's good, we should still do it.
Yeah, we can do good movies.
I don't mind doing good movies. Yeah, that's good.
Not streaming. Rentable on... I mean, I own the Blu-ray, but rentable on Apple TV and all those sources, but no free streaming.
Art and Chicken says the original book was called All You Need Is a Kill. I thought it was called Live, Die, Repeat or whatever.
No. That was the tagline.
Yeah.
And it became such a popular tagline. They made that. They prominently featured the tagline. Like, the edge of the thing still says Edge of Tomorrow. The edge of
the
Blu-ray.
Edge of the thing.
Edge of Blu-ray. But prominently on the cover, I think it says Live, Die, Repeat.
Edge of Blu-ray is a better title than Edge of Tomorrow. That sucks. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah. There's a movie coming out in 2023 called Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat.
Whoa, really? Not
what is this?
It's not related to this, is it? It's not like a sequel or something. I heard they were working on
that. The movie serves as a sequel to Edge of Tomorrow, which was also titled Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow outside the U.S.
Also, it was just a U.S. thing?
I don't know what this is.
Is it a rumored sequel, says Zycor? Maybe?
I can't tell. It's like...
Live, Die, Rinse, Repeat. That's good.
Live, Die, Repeat, a cycle made possible by technology, blah, blah, blah. After Major William Cage took on the alien race in Edge of Tomorrow, what's next for the time-hopping franchise? Find out and Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat.
I really hate
this. Feels like a joke, doesn't it?
It doesn't seem right. I that first name was good. This adding an extra repeat is not good.
It all of a sudden makes that a dumb time.
That's dumb now. Don't
live,
do
die,
it.
Live, die, repeat, and repeat.
That's terrible. Don't do
live,
it.
Live, die, repeat 2X.
Yeah. It's on Tom Cruise's IMDb, everyone's saying, so.
Right. It's slated for 2023. I say BS, but...
I'll say I believe it when I see it. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this lady, her name, by the way, is LaQuerda Edwards. Was that how you'd say her name?
Oh, hold on. I got to come back after going to IMDb. LaQuerda.
LaQuerda? Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, that's 60 points on Scrabble.
Are you kidding me? LaQuerda. What an amazing play that would be. You did a word yesterday that blew my freaking mind. It was all about placement. It was a small word, but it was all about placement and numbers. Placement.
I had that Z or Q right on the right place.
It blew my mind. I don't remember what it was either, but I was like, well, that's a game I'm not going to win now. No way. It's like 60 points or something.
Yeah, I've had a couple of good ones like that.
Oh, Cleo, thanks for letting me beat you yesterday. That was a fun game that her and I had. I beat her. this lady, so she put $40 into the California lottery vending machine at Vaughn's Supermarket in Tarzana, Los Angeles County.
Sure.
And was about to select her favorite scratch-off tickets when someone bumped into her, causing her to accidentally push the wrong number. Mary Elliott of Buckley... Oh, that's something else. Forget about that. He just bumped into me, didn't say a thing, and just walked out the door, says Edwards. Out popped a $30... 200X scratcher ticket. I don't know what that means. 200X?
200 times. Like, basically, win 200 times your money. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have a state lottery here, so I never know.
Oh, interesting. So you know what these are like. Should I bring you some in Vegas? Do you want to scratch off some Colorado lottery tickets?
Does Vegas have a lottery, or does Nevada? Maybe just
I'd be surprised if they don't, right?
Seems although, like they would, right?
Things get weird, right? Because I tried to use my BetMGM app while I was in Mandalay Bay, which is an MGM property.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it because of city regulations. Yeah, so I don't think you can use betting apps.
Oh, okay.
In Nevada, you have to do betting at the counters.
Gotcha. So this doesn't surprise me. I was trying, long story short, I was trying to be ready to perform a wedding in Vegas, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
because they have this whole sub industry of trying to make sure a bunch of fake Elvises get to marry people in their little white chapels on the strip. And because of that, they don't let anybody else outside of the state or even in do it just willy-nilly. Like, I can go to Arizona, Colorado, here, Idaho, all Oregon, all the western states. I can walk into them and perform a wedding. I have a card to do it. It's no problem. They all accept it. I've done it in three of those states. It's all good. Vegas, they're shitheads about it. It's a huge pain. It's a huge pain.
It is.
All right. Where was I? Oh.
Okay. So no lottery in Nevada. So.
Oh, there's not.
If you want lottery tickets, let me know. I'll bring you some. I'll bring you some scratchers.
Fair enough. Let's see. That feeling turned to joy. She got in her car, scratched the unwanted ticket, and revealed she had won a $10 million top prize. She pooped in her chair, but figured she could replace it because now she's $10 million richer. I made that part up. I didn't really believe it at first, but I got on the 405 freeway and kept looking down at the ticket, and I almost crashed my car. Well, that'd be no good. I pulled over, looked at it again and again, scanned it with my California Lottery mobile app, and just kept thinking this can't be right. The wild series of events occurred in November 2021, but California Lottery shared the story just this month in a statement. I'm still in shock, says Edwards. All I remember saying once I found out how much I'd won was, I'm rich. Well, that's sure. boring. Say, I don't know, what else would you say? Say,
Eureka! or
what other dumb stereotype do you say when you get money? Lots of money.
So long, suckers!
Yeah, one of those are better. Anyway, yeah. whatever. Edwards plans to use the money to buy a house and start a nonprofit organization. That's what they all say.
Nice. Yeah. We'll see. I'm sure that's a placeholder for non-tax, a way to keep from getting taxed or something.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Human Foundation.
Yep. The Human Foundation, where you to what was that? They had that on Arrested Development. They had that great fake foundation. What was that called?
It was the Human Foundation was the one on Seinfeld. I don't remember what the Arrested Development one was.
Oh, it was so good. Because it was so bad. Oh, I don't remember the name of it. I can't remember it. It was great, though. It wasn't the Human Fund. That was Seinfeld, right?
That was Seinfeld, yeah. That was George's fake thing for donations. A donation has been made in your honor to the Human Fund.
That's awesome. Yeah, now she'll spend all her money on one house because the housing market sucks so bad right now. So good luck to her.
Right. Yeah, especially in California. Jeez.
It's real bad. Japanese, back to Japan for a moment here.
Sure.
Japanese robot can peel bananas cleanly most of the time. That's a big
don't
deal.
Let that thing in the, don't let that thing in the nude restaurant.
No. Keep these two things across Tokyo from each other. You don't want any of that. I promise you that. Let me see if there's any pictures
any,
of this.
Any bananas to peel?
bananas detected. Must be banana, not penis. Let's see here. Researchers Hee Chul Kim and a bunch of other names I'm not going to say trained the robot using deep imitation learning processes. It's a bunch of deep AI learning stuff.
Okay.
They demonstrated the banana peeling actions hundreds of times to produce sufficient data for the robot to learn the actions and replicate it. The banana reached its success rate after more than 13 hours of training. While still undergoing more testing, he believes the robot training method can be or can teach robots to do different simple human tasks like peel a banana or rip a person's penis from its skin at the naked restaurant. He hopes the better trained robots can alleviate Japan's labor shortage problems. For example, at bento lunchbox or food processing factories that they're highly dependent on human labor. So that thing is like, as you imagine, it's like a big gnarly multiple arm looking robot. Like you'd see building a car.
We got video if you want to.
Oh, is there a video? I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I put a link to the YouTube just to the right of the link in our show notes.
Oh, look at this here.
Big thanks to Captain Kipper and AV Tech John for posting this.
This is not a shock that either of those two fine gentlemen.
Oh, I want to download this video and put it to porn music.
Yeah,
70s porn music. Oh my gosh, that second peeling is dangerously close to losing the banana.
Yeah, I mean it's a little slow too, right?
Right.
Like part of the reason the music would match.
Oh,
but
what are you going to do? How are you going to the third peel? You can't really do that because it's right where. Oh yeah, you basically just pulled a chunk of banana off. I don't know.
I don't know about this. I feel like perhaps this robot is in need of some additional training.
Like I'm holding the banana. I'm going to peel this part.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you're quite there yet.
Stupid robot.
They're just not there yet. They'll get there, I'm sure. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our good pal Bill will be here talking about the world of makers and stuff. Bobby's out on vacation, so we'll not be talking to him today. But I do have some big email follow-ups to get to after that.
Cool.
So stick around. Hey, Brian, I don't know. I can do any of this without a music song.
Yeah, well, let's talk about a guy named Sean. I'm trying to find his full name here. It is Sean Fleming. But he performs under the name Diane Coffey. I don't know why. I'm looking for information on why he calls his band that. But the band is Diane Coffey from the suburbs of Agoura Hills, California, which I've been to, and it's beautiful. This is the follow-up to his album from 2019 called Internet Arms. The brand new album is called With People, and it comes out at the end of this month.
Nice.
Diane Coffey, here is the song from that album entitled The Great Escape.
Will I wanna leave this town? will be Golden Gates. Listening to laughter, Bill Cuccione waits. Oh, my great escape. I'm looking for a lifeline, hoping that somebody's around. Sat down and I am not where I belong. Let's leave today, the old blood fading away. I'm breaking free, I'm on the run. Is around looking for a lifeline, hoping that somebody's around. Yeah, I'm looking for a lifeline, hoping that somebody's around.
We are teaming up with Magic Mind. Oh, Magic Mind. My fridge is full of Magic Mind. I'll explain that in a minute. They're offering you 20% off your order when you go to magicmind.co, that's C-O, slash TMS, and use the code TMS at checkout. Look, you know we have the show in the morning? It's kind of a ritual, right? TMS is. And for those that come live, you know how this is. We fire it up, we get it going, we do our thing, we kind of have our routine in the morning. And when it comes to that sort of stuff, you know, if you wake up one of those days where you're just feeling a little off, that's not so great. That's why I've added Magic Mind to my morning routine, and I have been more productive every single day. So much more. It's way easier for me to focus on what I'm doing, and I don't notice that much procrastination anymore. I'm getting things done when they need to be done. Not 100% sure how this works. But it has these 12 functional ingredients, including matcha, which I love. Big fan of the matcha. Love the matcha tea, that sort of thing. Nootropics that make you focus, and aptogens that help you fight off stress, which we could all use, I think, these days. It's basically built for an entrepreneur or creator like us. And I love it. I really, really like it. They even have a money-back guarantee, so if it's not working for you, no problem. They got you covered. They've been featured in Forbes. And we're called Silicon Valley's new morning elixir because of how the founder, James Bershera, I think as I'm saying it right, he became the de facto nootropics guy in Silicon Valley before even starting Magic Mind. So that was a while ago. If you're like me and you need that extra productivity, that extra focus, an easier way to do your creative day, I definitely recommend you try out Magic Mind. You've got nothing to lose. I really like it. And I explained before, my mornings are better, but you don't even know how much. Maybe you do. You know I'm kind of all over the place sometimes. Helps me focus. Focus. Less brain fog, more focus. With their money-back guarantee, any first purchase will be refunded, no questions asked. If it doesn't meet your expectations. So it's easy. Go to magicmind.co. That's magicmind.co/TMS and use the code TMS at checkout for 20% off. How could you go wrong?
Floppy diskette.
Dristan's like sending your sinuses to Arizona.
Your eyes are like two big blue eyes.
This is the morning stream.
Oh, I'm so excited to see Fletcher there. I haven't seen him
me
in
too.
Ages. So excited.
Me too.
Hey, Brian, tell me about that song one more time.
Yes, sir. That is Diane Coffey and their brand new song, The Great Escape, from their upcoming album, With People, which comes out at the end of this month.
That's great news.
Yeah.
Truly great news. Yeah. All right. Let's get Bill in here. I thought I was ahead of this here. I'm not. Here we go. Okay. Punish Pro. Oh, he's showing his offline.
He's getting ready to go to Hawaii, isn't he?
Oh, he might be in Hawaii. He may not be here this week.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I think so. I think.
You know what?
He had it out there.
Ah, shit. Sorry, I cut you off and didn't mean to.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's literally in Hawaii right
Oops.
Now.
Yeah. And Bobby's in Florida.
Yeah. So we're going to open up the phone lines.
That's all right. That's the show, everybody. We'll see you.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
We're going to open the phone lines and give you guys a chance to call in if you got any questions, thoughts, feelings, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe somebody can explain Swiss tournament style to us.
Yeah. What is that? I don't even know what that is. You guys can tell us.
I don't know what that is either. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us what that is. Tell us about what you would do at a naked restaurant. You know,
you want to see what I'm currently building with my 3D printer?
Yeah. Let's see
what
you got.
This is going to look extremely phallic.
Sweet.
Until I explain what it is.
Can't wait. Enough. Let's see it.
It looks like a giant butt plug. So this is...
Hold on. Let me park that. Okay, go ahead. Let's see it.
So this...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what the heck is that, Brian? It looks like... So it's on a glass vial.
Yeah.
And there's going to be another piece over on this side.
Yeah.
I'm going to put blue liquid in it, and it's going to be super soldier serum.
Oh, that's cool.
This is modeled right after the MCU... the MCU Super Soldier Serum vials.
Love that. And, that. Do you have to get the tube? I guess you get the tube separately. It's like a...
Yeah, these... I bought a whole box of these on Amazon for $12.
Oh my gosh, that's
so
amazing.
So I've got like 30 of these glass vials. So once I'm done with Super Soldier Serum, I'm also going to make Goblin Serum and Pym Particles.
Some Marvel bullshit going on over in Arizona.
Absolutely.
Colorado. That's amazing. I love that. That's really, really cool. What an awesome project.
Yeah, the silver part is resin printed, primed and painted.
Primed and painted, everybody.
Yep.
All right. Let's find out who called us and is on the line now. Hi, who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Amy.
Oh, hello, Amy. Hey. How are you, Amy? I just thought of you this morning. Why was I thinking of you? Oh, I saw I saw the TikTok where your husband was goofing around with the dog, and it made me laugh. That's what it was.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, he does that. It's fun.
He seems like he likes the dog, is what I became aware
of. Well, good. I would hope so.
Yeah.
And the dog likes him. You know, he's got a bald head, so the dogs, like, attack his head all the time. It's really funny.
That's what you get when you got a dog. Welcome. What's on your mind? What's going on?
Thanks. So I have a question for both of you guys, since you guys are both over 50 and have done the colonoscopy thing, because I have to do that tomorrow. Am I going to feel like doing the show?
Oh, all right. So wait a minute. Have you, when is it?
So you're starting the liquid today, right? You're going to drinking.
I'm on a liquid diet right now. Yeah.
Okay. And then they're making you do the clean out tonight, right? Like you got to do the whole hose out the basement. Okay.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Once you're done with all, that's the worst part. I think.
Yeah.
Brian, I think, concurs.
I would agree. Well, I would kind of agree. The other worst part is if you've got gas,
you
do whatever it takes to get it out. So, you know, after your treatment, you have got carte blanche. Tell Chuck, you've got carte blanche to fart like the wind.
Yeah, let it go.
Because you need to
let it rip. Do not hold back.
Well, I have heard such, because like they have to kind of inflate the business down there.
Yes,
and get
right.
The
they blow you up. Yeah, like
so
a,
they
like
a balloon. Pump you full of air. Anyway.
They do.
Yeah. Yes.
And now in my case, I didn't have any of this, and I don't know why. I didn't have any discomfort or pain or gas or anything after. It was no problem. But Brian, the way Brian described
it,
it sounded
bad. You had a turtle in your bum, though, right?
Well. According to this clandestine audio my wife captured, there was definitely a turtle in my butt. But Brian, when he told me that, I just thought, oh my gosh, yeah, like why didn't I? And I don't really know why. Kim also had a lot of discomfort after she did.
I was doubled over in pain from gas, and then I just started walking around. You kind of lay on your back and you pull your knees in towards you, and that helps.
Yeah. Escape valve.
You know, do whatever it takes. Get that air out.
Yeah, as long as that goes okay, that you're past the worst of it tonight. So what time is your thing compared to when? Oh, see, this is tomorrow, so you'll be fine for Thursday. You'll be all good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. I just wasn't sure. I was like, am I going to feel like crap on Thursday and like not be able to do my...
No, in fact, you're going to feel...
the book out and everything.
You're going to feel great is what you're going to feel.
Yeah. Like, you're going to get... You basically get a really nice nap for a while. And it's like immediately after, I felt so refreshed and... I'm like, oh man, put me back under. That was great.
Yep. And if you
Can I go again?
If you
exactly. Did you get everything?
If you and by the end of this, like, when was the last time you really had your car like super cleaned out? Like, you know, vacuum your car and cleaned it and did detailing and all that. That's what they do to your body. It's great. Like. Yeah. You're just like a fresh human being.
That's what I was
being.
Wondering. Is it like when you go to the dentist, you know, and your teeth
feel a little
like
bit
super clean? Yeah. That? Like you just feel like you got, you know, got that new
totally.
Colon.
Yeah. You got that new colon smell. Yeah, exactly. speaking of which, Brian, didn't you go to the dentist yesterday? Did anything weird happen?
I did. No, I had really new hygienist that I never had before. She had freakishly tiny fingers, so she absolutely found her calling. This was the right job for her. But she honored my wishes of, hey, I'm going to put my AirPods in and listen to a podcast while you do this, but I'll have transparency on so I can hear you tell me to turn and all that stuff. She's like, oh, no problem. I zone out too. I'm like, good deal.
Good.
So,
no talker. I don't like those talkers.
I listened to an hour of 500 by Midnight, the Las Vegas podcast, so that I'm ready for the trip in a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, Amy, it's going to be great to see you. You're still going, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I am preparing little gifties, but they're a surprise, so I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Nice.
But,
I am also preparing little gifties for all of our guests that come on the show all the time. You're one of them, so...
Aww.
Look forward to your gifty as well, which I will also not spoil until
I got nothing for any of you, so tough. Listen, you're getting to hang out with me. That's gift enough.
Yeah, that is a gift. It's a gift that keeps giving.
Exactly.
Yeah. We prefer your presence to your presence.
To your presence. Oh, that's
well
very good.
Said.
Yeah, I like that. That's fun to say. All right, Amy, take it easy. Be good. And we'll talk to you on Thursday. Bye now.
See you, Amy.
All right. If you guys want to call in, we will take your calls here for a minute. Why not?
Yeah.
We usually have a thing to play for it.
Call now.
You can call now if you want to. 801-471-0462 is the number, and we're happy
to
take your call.
Tell me what my next Marvel prop is that I should 3D print. I'm thinking of the, what's the thing that Reed Richards used for the Negative Zone? The,
What's
he used it to defeat Galactus, and it was called the...
Oh!
I know.
That's going to drive me crazy. Someone in the chat's going to get this. Or maybe this caller.
Let's
find out
if I get
know.
It before, yeah.
Hi, who's this? Thanks for holding.
Ultimate Nullifier, that's
it's Guacmar.
Hey, Guacmar, what's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Guacmar.
Not much, I'm just yelling Ultimate Nullifier on the phone.
Yeah, I had you muted. I wondered if the caller we had was maybe going to have the answer, but it's nice to have you on. The last time we had you on here was one of our contests or one of our games, so it's nice to hear you outside of that context. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I mean, other than the weird dream I had this morning, I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw this on Twitter. Yeah.
What was your weird dream? Tell us more. What happened?
So I was in the middle of waking up, and for some reason I saw you two doing the show titles for an episode.
Oh,
but
I saw
it was
this,
11
yeah.
o'clock on my time, which means you're going into the new episode, except you had a special guest cover band in the studio to play in place of Brian.
Okay, so that sounds like fun, but we've never done that. What do you think that means? What do you think that dream's trying to tell you?
I needed to call in today.
You needed to call and tell us about it? That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you did.
But with regards to the Swiss pairing, Brian, you can always look at the Magic the Gathering Swiss tournament. They do it all the time. For any number of players.
Oh, so that's a...
Yeah, but see, you can play Magic the Gathering at the same time with a bunch of... It's like, could Swiss tournament Magic the Gathering all use the same deck at the same time? Because that's the problem.
Anyway.
What?
They're always different games anyway, I mean, depending on which deck is who's playing what deck, but it's usually
I know. We were just trying to figure out a way to do it. We were just trying to figure out a way to do it so everybody wouldn't be stacked up on the joust machine all at the same time.
Oh,
I see. Stacked up on the the battle zone machine all at the same time. But I think we've got it figured out. As long as people are playing, as long as each pair is playing the same game, then it's all good. And you know, I'm even fine saying, let them play whatever game they want, as long as they both players agree on it.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. Yeah, because if you've got somebody who's like, oh, Star Castle's my game, fine, let that be their
exactly.
competition. That's so good.
I think that's that'll work.
Totally. Guacamar, are we going to see you in a couple of weeks, or are you going?
I am not. Aww. I'm going to be working. Going back to the office full time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, a lot of people are right now. We'll think of you while we're having guac.
Around there is our local convention. So.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I know. I'm going to get extra guac on everything in your name. That's what I'm going to do. And you'll be
happy. Can I please have extra guac?
Yep. We'll see you
later. Mar guac. Mar guac.
Mar guac, please. Mar guac. Mar guac's fun to say. Mar guac.
Mar guac.
That number is 801-471-0462. We got another listener here. Let's find out who this is. Hi. Thanks for holding. Who's this?
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
This is Jay Funktastic.
Well, hello, Jay Funktastic.
Oh, hey, Jay Funktastic.
Hey, I'm on your show sometime this week. When am I doing that? Wednesday.
Actually, Brian is too. I was calling to see if I could plug those two things with you two guys in them.
Of course. This is a perfect time to do it. Tell people what's coming up. It's exciting.
So we got next week on the Nerd Cave Retro Show, my retro gaming podcast. If you enjoy Scott talking about retro games, he's going to be on my show talking about his top five platformers.
Yeah. And I got some good ones, man. My top five platformers are epic, and you're all going to want to play them. Yeah, yeah. They're real good. Okay. Very nice. Now tell me about the Brian side. What's going on there?
So Brian is going to be on my other podcast, the Open Micers podcast, on May 11th.
Oh, my Lord. It's just a month after month of content.
Like a month from now. Well, a month from yesterday, really. Wow.
Yeah. No, that's great. Very cool. What do you guys talk about on there?
Usually we just we interview. Well, we talk a lot about, you know, being an open mic comedians, but we interview a lot of guests. Like we've had Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction. We've talked to Corin Nemec. Talk to Jason London. All kind of people have been on the show.
Wait, Jason London is the twin, right? The guy that you worked with on a film and stuff, right?
Yeah. He's the reasonable one.
Yeah, he's there's always the more reasonable twin.
Yeah, it's kind of true, right?
And I'm trying to remember what show he was on that I loved so much in the 90s or late 80s. And I can't.
Well, his brother Jeremy was on Party of Five.
Party of Five, yeah.
Okay. What am I thinking of? Because I didn't really watch Party of Five. It was the one with she's on C now. Beautiful African American actress who's always great, and I can't think of her name. And the guy, Sam Waterston was in it, and it was like set in the 50s. Do you remember this?
Oh yeah,
white squaw or something like that, or white claw, like not white claw. That's a drink. It's a drink. Squall? White Squall?
Well, no, it wasn't a movie. It was a TV show. I'll Fly Away. Okay. Was that it? I'll Fly Away? Yeah. Okay. It may not be known by a lot of people, but there's this drama, this period drama set in the 50s called I'll Fly Away with Alfre Woodard and Sam Waterston and then that kid, or, you know, at the time he was a kid. And
I don't know that show actually won an Emmy after it got canceled.
Yeah, it was one of those shows where, you know, like typical major network problem where it's an amazing quality drama, but no one watched it because all they wanted was reality TV or whatever. I don't know. It deserved to go on longer, but everybody was amazing in that. And I just don't remember which London brother it was that was in it. And maybe it was both. Maybe they swapped him out.
That was Jeremy in both of those. Actually, Jason started his career as Jeremy's stunt double.
No way, really? That's great.
Yeah. He didn't even want to be an actor. He wanted to be a baseball player.
Well, don't we all at the end of the day? We all want to play baseball.
But speaking of Jeremy London, Jeremy did direct my short film, Monsters Anonymous.
That's the one.
Which you can find on YouTube and at Help the Monsters on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I just submitted it to the Smod Castle Film Festival. So if people could follow it on Twitter and give it some love, please. We need all the help we can get.
Hell yeah, dude. Anything we can do to help out our southern people. Sounded like a weird way of saying that. Anyway, I look forward to being on your show, and I'm really glad you called in today, man.
Oh, yeah.
Take it easy. Have a good one. We'll see you soon.
See you, man.
Brian, once again.
Call now.
801-471-0462. Yeah. People can call in if they'd like to. We can take at least one more. That would have been about Bill's segment long. I totally forgot he was there. What's with all our friends going to Hawaii at the same time? What's that about?
God, I know. Yeah, no kidding.
They're all crossing over, man. My sister, one of my sisters is over there. Tara is there right now. Like, all these people I know are in Hawaii.
Why aren't we there is really the question.
Yeah, that's the bigger question.
It's not, you know, why is everybody else there? It's why aren't we?
Yeah, why aren't we part of it? Okay, let's find out who this is. Hi, thanks for holding. Who's this?
Oh, hey, guys. It's Ian.
Oh, hello, Ian. What's going on? Hey, oh, man. Ian's one of the first, like, call-in voices that I remember on TMS. So it's always nice to hear from you, dude. How you doing?
Doing better this week. Last week, the Omicron caught up to me.
But, oh, no.
That's a bummer. My girlfriend works in a school, so it was bound to happen eventually. But luckily, both of us only had it for about 4 or 5 days and then cleared up. And now I sound human again.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. I've got a...
Glad it went so quickly for you. That's good.
I did, too. I do, too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. I still have this neighbor who's, I think he's 42 now. Dude's still on oxygen, caught it in early 2020, like the very first variant of this damn thing. And it's still limping around, barely moving, can hardly breathe. I don't know what to do for that guy. We're trying to figure out what to do to help. But then again, he works for Homeland Security. He's probably got all the medical care he needs. So
right.
I don't know. But long COVID, man. Freaking F that noise. So
yeah, I know. I'm beyond glad that it only seemed to hit me, you know, as hard as it did. I was two vaccines and a booster in, so I'm sure that probably helped.
Yeah, Brian and I are supposed to get new ones, right? Aren't we in that sweet group of over 50s?
We're in the age bracket. It's recommended to go get your next boosters. Yeah,
I think I might do that. I'm gonna wait until Vegas is over and then I'll do it. Where I can really, you know, where my chances of catching it are higher, we'll go ahead and wait for that and then do it. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll get it before. Anyway, so what's going on, Ian? Anything else on your mind you want to talk about?
So I've been catching up on TV the past couple of weeks, and I started watching The Thing About Pam, which is NBC series.
Mm.
Yeah, based on the woman who killed her friend and got away with it for freaking years and was like a Dateline star, and Reese Witherspoon stars in it. And it led me to wonder what your takes on fat suits is, because
wait, is it Reese Witherspoon or I thought it was Renee Zellweger, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. I thought I heard Reese Witherspoon just now. Oh, Josh Duhamel is in it. He's a handsome man.
Yep.
Yeah. So fat suits. Yeah. Like it can be done well and it can be done poorly. Like the, Courtney Cox fat suit on Friends was the most distracting and poorly done fat suit I can think of.
That was horrible.
Well, maybe compared to like the Eddie Murphy stuff that he wore for Meet the Cranks or whatever it was called. I can't remember the Crumps.
Nutty Professor and then all Nutty that Professor, other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good use of fat suit. Like, I'm sure there's a movie where it's like, we did not even realize. I think Colin Farrell's fat suit in The Batman is, it's so well done. It looks like a real dude. It doesn't look like a dude in a fat suit.
He just doesn't look at all like Colin Farrell is the main thing. He looks so different. That's a good, I can't think of any. Everyone I can think of is a thing meant for comedy, and those are always kind of obvious and not well done. So it's hard for me to say, but yeah, I'm looking at some pictures here. So she's in a fat suit in this thing? Is that what's going on?
She is. And it's also like a progressively fatter fat suit, depending on what year they're going with. Because it starts off at the beginning of the story, and then she gets older.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have to age her appropriately at that point.
Okay.
Meatloaf and Fight Club is a good one. Thor's fat suit in Avengers is a good one.
Oh, I didn't know Meatloaf used a fat suit in Fight Club. I thought it was just Meatloaf. I feel bad now. I don't know. Maybe he was in the shape of his life then, and I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Possible.
There you go, chat. There's a picture of Renee Zellweger in her apparent fat suit. I haven't heard anything about this show. Is it good? Like, would you recommend it?
It's better. It's better than the reviews would point it out to be. I think a lot of people actually got hung up on the fact that it's Renee Zellweger, you know, trying to look like somebody that she clearly doesn't look like.
Yeah.
But the acting is actually pretty well done. It's just, it's such a crazy story that she got away with it for as many years as she did, when some of the stories she tells about, you know, the guy who got convicted and then, you know, they found that he didn't actually kill his wife. I mean, it's based on a true story. I can give away spoilers for that.
Sure.
it are ridiculous. Like, she tells this story about how he would play a game where he would put a pillow over her head and pretend to smother her.
Oh, my Lord.
As if that's something somebody would actually do in real life.
Jeez Louise. Okay. Wow. Oh yeah, look at that. So this Pam Hupp lady, this is who this is about.
Yeah. That's what it's about, yeah.
Oh, she's serving a life sentence right now. All right, I probably spoiled myself on the show.
Pam Hupp. Well, no, I think it's well known that she doesn't get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. Part the thing of the about premise. Pam is that she was very bad at this.
Okay.
Otherwise it'd be a very boring
So you're saying that's the thing about Pam, is that she's a bad murderer. That's what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. All right. Yes, that's exactly the case.
Fair enough. Well, that's awesome. Always good to hear from you, dude. Hope you're doing well.
Good to talk to you. Yep, thanks, guys.
Continue to be sci-fi, because you are sci-fi. Do that. All right. Bye. Let's get to this this email I promised.
Okay. All right.
Got a couple here. This one's from Dan. Dan says, when you and Brian were discussing different movie production companies, title animations, you mentioned the one where the man shoots an arrow through the axes, the one that's like a little off. You're the one that brought that up.
Yeah, it doesn't. The proportion, the perspective of the arrow is bad.
It's bad. And I'm in full agreement with you on that. He says, I don't know if you recognize the reference, but that was a challenge given to the suitors in the Odyssey. None of them could even string Odysseus's bow to make the shot. Odysseus then fulfilled the challenge while disguised as an old man. I don't remember the company's name, but if an ancient Greek, but it is an ancient Greek basis, or maybe something just a big, who's just a big fan of mythology. Anyway, there's some useless trivia for you. You've probably been told 50 times by now. No, Dan, you're the first one. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the company is TSG. That's the movie theater, or the production company, movie production company. I guess it's a film financing entity which primarily funds live-action films. Its logo is a depiction of a man with a bow shooting an arrow through several axe heads, similar to Odysseus from Homer's Odyssey. TSG stands for parent company, the Selig Group.
Oh, I don't trust any of those people.
No, I don't either. And you know, still bottom line is that that arrow is bad perspective.
Yeah, you're going to trust somebody who does a crooked arrow and they have all your money? You can trust that? I don't know.
Yeah, no, don't do it. No.
I don't know about this. Here's Walter. Walter wrote in, same email address, themorningstream@gmail.com. This is his final word on the fast food question.
Oh, okay.
And the pricing. He says, hey, Scott, Brian, and Randy. Oh, ain't wrong show. Says, I had a comment on today's TMS regarding pricing at fast food restaurants. When I go to a Chick-fil-A, I always get a grilled chicken sandwich combo with a kale salad. I do that to try to be healthy. But when you go to the Chick-fil-A, one must get at least one thing that has their delicious fried breading and that they're known for. So I not only get the combo, but I also get an additional spicy chicken sandwich every time, he says.
Oh,
says, I bet places like McDonald's have paid analysts millions of dollars to find out what person is willing to do what with more money for one product or whatever. This is the whole thing about the combo. What drives them to get a combo? Mm-hmm. They charge less for a combo, knowing that a good portion of customers will buy a combo plus the XYZ product. In his case, the extra spicy chicken sandwich.
So this is interesting. So talking about saying, all right, I'm going to get combo number one and I'm going to add on a cheeseburger because I want an extra cheeseburger. Or I want this. Yeah.
And I've done that before. And I didn't even really think about it until he sent this email. But I've done it where I've gone, I don't know, McDonald's and got and I'm like, I'm just going to get an extra cheeseburger because I'm hungry today or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think people do it. Anyway.
I'm trying to think of the last time I've done that. I always feel like the combos are just fine for me, but I'm sure I've done it at some. Oh, you know, I probably done at one of these places said, oh yeah, give me the Freddy's combo, but give me a small shake as well.
Right. Yeah. And I think I've done that too. Because, you know, you're just in the mood and it's on the menu and you're like, ooh, that sounds good and whatever.
Yeah.
So they make higher profit margins on the one-offs. So they bring you in for the $5 combo, but they get you on the one-off products. Love the show, though, Walter. Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Walter, for that. Walter filled us in and did nicely. If you can do that, too, if you send an email to themorningstream@gmail.com, that's themorningstream@gmail.com. It's going to do it for today's show. Big thanks to everybody for listening, hanging out, and being here with us. If you are not aware, this entire production is brought to you by your good graces at patreon.com/TMS, where you can get all kinds of benefits and bonuses just by signing up, as low as $1 a month, which, yes, we know that's insane, but we screwed it up, and now it's there. The genie's out of the bottle. We live with it, and so will you. So for $1 a month, you get all this extra stuff. There's some other levels in there, too, that will give you other bonus things. It's all laid out for you in plain English at patreon.com/TMS. And if you don't speak English, there's a little button that let you translate everything on your browser. So you can read it whatever language is native to you. So don't worry about it. You're all good. That's it. TheMorningStream@gmail.com. As I mentioned before, we're on Twitter. Coverville, Scott Johnson, Morning Stream. And we do have a Reddit page. I don't pimp it enough, but I'm going to do it now. Frogpants.reddit.com. All right. That's it. Let's get out of here. Do you have a song that we can do?
I do, and I'm waiting. Like Google Docs all of a sudden pooped the bed, so I'm going to have to open a different browser. Sorry.
Oh, no. Bed pooping.
Bed pooping by Google Docs. Like, that's no good. It's showing me a blank spreadsheet all of a sudden, so screw you.
Screw you, Google Docs.
Now it's open in Brave.
Yeah.
Works just fine in Brave.
Good deal.
Michael Miller wrote in and said, hello, Scooby and Brian. Come on, yeah, there's an animated dog named Brian. Where's my money, Brian? So let's see it.
Yeah.
My birthday falls on April 12th. However, this request is not for me. David Letterman's birthday is also on April 12th. By the way, my mom's birthday is also on April 12th. Happy birthday, Mom.
That's awesome. Happy birthday.
The last band on David Letterman's show were the Foo Fighters, and they played Everlong. By the way, he put the Foo Fighters. It's just Foo Fighters.
Yeah, it's just Foo Fighters.
And they played Everlong. In honor of Letterman and the Foo Fighters, Mr. Covermaster, please play a cover of or by Foo Fighters. Is it too early to hear Brian asking for a fish sandwich?
Never too early. Well, first of all,
I don't think you have that audio of me asking
for a fish sandwich. I should. Why don't I have that? Like, why didn't we get Jamie?
Why don't you have that, Scott?
Jamie, get me a deal. Jamie will do it. He'll take care of it.
Yeah, okay, good.
But for now, I'll say this for him. Where is it?
Happy Durst Day to you.
Happy Durst Day to you, okay?
Yes. Happy Fred Durst Day to you.
Yeah.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, I did an episode of Coverville in honor of Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters passing away. And I did his, like some of my favorite covers by or of Foo Fighters songs. This one is a new discovery that I'm totally digging. This comes from Itwana from their EP called The Sunny Side. It's a cover of Learn to Fly.
Oh, this is David Letterman's favorite song, which you...
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I would have thought Everlong would have been, but no.
I think it's that one because it's, I think so, because they played it on his final episode and they had some talk about how it was his favorite song or something.
Oh, cool. Well, you got to listen to this one. It's so good. I know you listen as you put them in the show, but listen to this and say, dude, this is so my jam.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to say that to you after I'm
done
listening to it.
You're going to text that to me when you're done listening. You say, Brian, this is so my jam.
Yeah. To my toot sweet. It will happen immediately after I hear it. All right, that's it, everybody. Thanks for watching, listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Come on back now, you hear?
Run and tell all of the angels this could take all night. Think I need a devil to help me get things right. Hook me up a new revolution, 'cause this one is a lie. We sat around laughing and watched the last one die. Now I'm looking for the sky to save me, looking for a sign of life.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Penis vulva.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.